As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are now looking at a development in our nation which is both alarming and rife with hypocrisy. Because Jewish organizations, such as the American Civil Liberties Union, are enforcing their motto, separation of church and state, we now have instead the Union of Synagogue and State. Every December, at Christmas time, we don't have a national display of the nativity scene, which would represent the majority of the American people. We have instead the national lighting of the Hanukkah menorah, which represents only 1.8% of the American population. Indeed, Jews are a very tiny minority in America. A 40-foot Jewish menorah is set up on the White House lawn, complete with high-ranking state officials, flanked by Jewish rabbis performing the ceremony. Last year, Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff, a Talmudic Jew, lit the menorah with the Jewish rabbis. The year before, Michael Mukasey, U.S. Attorney General, another Talmudic Jew, lit the Jewish menorah with his synagogue buddies. Now, where were the Jewish organizations? Where was the American Civil Liberties Union with their motto, separation of church and state? You can't do that. No, not a peep out of them when it comes to synagogue and state. Does the union of synagogue and state end with the Hanukkah menorah? No way. This past early spring in 2010, President Obama initiated the White House observance of the Jewish Passover. Obama invited members of the Jewish community, along with his own Jewish personnel, to attend that Seder inside the White House with himself, President of the United States, at the head of the table. Does union of synagogue and state end there? No way. This past May 2010, Obama declared the month of May to be the National Jewish Heritage Month. I ask you, do we have a National Christian Heritage Month? Are you kidding? Because Zionist Jews are now in control of our nation, they would never allow that. In his communique declaring the month of May the National Jewish Heritage Month, Obama removed the traditional expression used on White House communiques to indicate the date. That expression, in the year of our Lord, Obama deleted. This is the first time in American history that an American president has removed that expression. Well, no wonder Obama is now touting the phrase freedom of worship rather than the traditionally used phrase freedom of religion. Obama is simply following in the footsteps of his communist predecessors who started this phrase in the 1920s, freedom of worship, to stop the church, to stop Christians from bringing the faith out beyond the church doors and teaching the people the Christian faith. What are we going to do about this sinister movement, the union of synagogue and state, now in our nation? Well, this is what the Brother Nathaniel Foundation is all about. We are now preparing a complaint to be filed in federal court to contest the national lighting of the Hanukkah menorah. If the court decides in the menorah's favor, which is likely because Zionist Jews have also infiltrated our court system, we will demand that a 40-foot nativity scene be displayed on the White House lawn in December or nothing at all. By acting in both the political and legal realms, we can put an end to the curse of the union of synagogue and state. Let's do it together.